When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I offer one-on-one interview training, mock interviews, career strategy, resume work, and more. You can book a session for 30, 45, or 60 minutes at jobinterviewexperience.com and receive the same impact and insight that is making a huge difference for job seekers just like you who use my interview and career training. My weekly newsletter goes beyond the podcast with short video content, best practices, industry updates on job openings in the playing field, links to top resources, and more. My newsletter has quickly become a top resource for job seekers that want to get hands-on and fast-track their careers. Just like everything else, you go to jobinterviewexperience.com, enter your email address for the weekly newsletter. It's free, and it's your partner for navigating the job search and fast-tracking your career. Go to jobinterviewexperience.com for everything I just talked about. Welcome to the Job Interview Experience. I'm a former executive recruiter, search firm owner, director of talent acquisition, and today your host of the Job Interview Experience podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to discuss how to avoid some of the biggest job interview mistakes by drawing an unexpected comparison. Interviewing and dating. You heard that right. Let's start with a quick disclaimer. Don't fall in love with your interviewer or even ask them on a date. That's a big mistake. Now that I have that out of the way, let's dive in. Interviewing is not dating, but they share many similarities. And understanding these parallels can help you navigate your job interviews more effectively. And I like this comparison because it helps with that light bulb moment. Some people make the same mistakes during their job interviews and they don't understand the real world impact it makes, the words that they use, the examples that they use. Comparing this might help you draw conclusions and put your best foot forward and avoid mistakes you might unknowingly be repeating during your job interviews. If you make these same mistakes during dates, this isn't the right show for you, but maybe you'll learn something along the way. Think of your first job interview like a first date. It's a chance to make a good first impression, showcase your strengths, and build a connection. One piece of advice I give to both interviewers and candidates is to avoid speaking negatively about previous company. Even if your last job was truly terrible, and for some of you, that might currently be the case. Venting during an interview is a big mistake. Most jobs aren't perfect. They can be hard work, boring, or filled with people who aren't the right fit for you to get along with. But these challenges are part of why you're paid. If the job was all fun, you'd be doing it for free. Well, assume that you've had a bad experience at your last job or a previous job. During your interview, you might be asked about it. Tell us about your last employer. What did you enjoy about it? Or what didn't you enjoy? What are your motivations for making a move? It could be an open-ended question or something along those lines. They might just ask you point blank, what didn't you like about your last job? This is where many candidates go wrong. They see it as an opportunity to get the words out, to vent, but it's actually a trap. There are a few reasons you shouldn't speak negatively about your last job during an interview. First, HR professionals view any negativity about past jobs as big red flags. If you complain about your last job, they'll assume that you'll find things to complain about at your new job too. Moreover, the interviewer might think those issues that this person is complaining about, they exist a little bit here too. We also have some annoying coworkers, or one of our managers here also does those things that really bug this person. if you criticize past coworkers, the interviewer will worry that you will find people to dislike at their workplace as well. Really quick, let's read a listener's success story. This is important. This was an email, so I'm going to withhold some details, but this is worth celebrating and great motivation for you, because this is a listener just like you that subscribed, listened to episodes, and used the job interview experience to get more out of their career. Here's the email. Hey, Matthew, I wanted to thank you for your podcast. Yesterday, I signed an offer letter for a new position. The salary is more than $40,000 more than what my previous organization offered for the upcoming year. Plus, I negotiated more than $12,000 in bonuses. When I was offered the job, the hiring manager named that my strong preparation was one of the things that convinced him I was the right candidate. My prep was totally inspired by your August 17th, 2023 episode, Crucial Pre-Interview Research. Moreover, throughout the interview process, I listened to your podcast and practiced my responses during my commute. I'm sure that this gave me confidence that helped me land the job. Thank you. This new position will be a major quality of life improvement for me and my family. And then this person also did screenshots of receipts proving the signing bonus and the increase in pay versus the old pay, which I thought was really cool that they included that. Congratulations to this listener. I'm not going to say her name. This was an email. I wish it was a review. If you would, and you're listening right now, which you are because you just heard me say that, please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or just a rating on Spotify. You can't leave a written review on Spotify, just a rating there. Don't wait until the end of your journey to let me know what you've learned and what you enjoy about the podcast. Because when you get that job offer and start your awesome new role, you might be too busy to remember. I wish that this listener would have written this as a review so that more people could see the outcome. So if you would, please go leave a quick rating and review. I'd love to see it on Apple or Spotify. If you have Audible, go leave a review on Audible. Not very many people leave reviews there, and it could use the extra boost. Really appreciate it. Really help support the show and support what I'm doing here. Let's jump back to the parallels between dating and job interviews. So we're talking about speaking negatively about the past, and a lot of people make this mistake, especially with truly bad jobs. That gets bottled up, those frustrations, the stress, the tension. And when you're asked about it at an interview, for a lot of people, it opens up those floodgates and you just can't help but tell about your experience. So let's illustrate this in real world terms. Imagine that you're on a first date, and maybe not that people ask this question during last dates, but maybe someone says, you know, what was your last relationship like? What did you like? If you start talking badly about your ex, your date won't be impressed. Even if what you're saying is true, your date doesn't want to hear about your ex and the negativity. They'll see you getting worked up. It will come across as there was a lot of drama, a lot of negativity, a lot of things you didn't like. So how do you handle this same thing during a job interview? Just like a date, focus on the positives in the future. If asked about your last job, you might say, I really enjoyed my time there. I learned a lot of skills that apply directly to this job. I respect the management and enjoyed my coworkers. The reason that I'm here today is that I realize this job is a better fit for my skills, and the skills and experience I put together can help fast track your initiatives and get you the outcomes you're looking for. This response shows that you appreciate your past experiences, but are focused on the future and how you can contribute to the new company. You can even take it up a notch. When you are asked why you left your last job or why the last job didn't work out, what you didn't like about it, you can say, I had a great experience there, but my focus is on what I can do for your company to help push your initiatives forward. This response is short, simple, and powerful. It shows that you're forward-thinking and eager to contribute to the new company's success. So we'll jump back to the dating analogy. Imagine that you're on your date and someone asks about your last relationship. Instead of going into the gory, dramatic details, which happens a lot, you could say, that's the past. And it was a great experience. I really appreciate the relationship and how I was able to grow. But I'm more excited to get to know you. This kind of message shows the right attitude and perspective for both interviewing and dating. This isn't a dating podcast, but it's really good dating advice too, so you're welcome. I offer one-on-one interview training, mock interviews, career strategy, resume work, and more. You can book a session for 30, 45, or 60 minutes at jobinterviewexperience.com and receive the same impact and insight that is making a huge difference for job seekers just like you who use my interview and career training. My weekly newsletter goes beyond the podcast with short video content, best practices, industry updates on job openings in the playing field, links to top resources, and more. My newsletter has quickly become a top resource for job seekers that want to get hands-on and fast-track their careers. Just like everything else, you go to jobinterviewexperience.com, enter your email address for the weekly newsletter. It's free, and it's your partner for navigating the job search and fast-tracking your career. Go to jobinterviewexperience.com for everything I just talked about.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Think about your last job and some of the positive things you can say about it. During your next interview, when you're asked why you left that last job or what you didn't like about it, keep it simple. Say, it was a great experience. I like the people there and learned a lot. These skills that I have, they apply even more so to this job. I can excel here and help move your initiatives forward. I'm excited to get to know your team and the company culture and make an impact here. Another important aspect to consider is how you present yourself during the interview. Just like on a first date, impressions matter. So dress appropriately, be punctual, bring a positive attitude. Confidence is key, but remember to be genuine and your authentic self. Employers can sense when someone is putting on that facade. And if you've ever been on a date where someone's putting on a facade, it kind of stinks. You know that they're acting. And you wonder what maybe they're hiding, what kind of person they actually are. Preparation is a crucial element to dates and interviews. Just like you would research your location that you're going to meet. Maybe you're the type of person who likes to look through the menu, make sure you can get there on time so you're not late. You would also research the company's location, how you would get there, maybe where you'd park, who you're interviewing with. Just like you would want to know who you're going on the date with. Understand the company's mission, their values, their most recent achievements. It not only shows that you're genuinely interested in the company, but also helps you tailor your responses to align with their goals and culture. So if you're going on a date with someone and you learn that they love volleyball, maybe you would be prepared to talk about it, to ask them some questions about it. Where do you play? What position do you play in volleyball? Do you play indoors or outdoors? What do you enjoy about it? The same thing for a company. Not that you'd ask questions like that, but it shows your interest in them equals their interest, or it should equal their interest in you. Practice this. Rehearse your answer. Make sure not to go into the negative at all. Rehearse this type of answer for a job interview question. You don't want to memorize it to the point of being robotic, but be ready to adapt your response based on the flow of the conversation. And just like dating, listen actively. Pay attention to what the interviewer is saying and respond thoughtfully. And finally, follow up after your job interview, just like you would after a date. Tell them that you look forward to speaking with them again. Tell them what you enjoyed about the conversation. For a job interview, a thank you note shows appreciation and reinforces your interest in the position. It's just a small gesture that can make a big impact. remember the focus for both of these conversations. The past is important. That's how we learn and grow. The negative aspects of the past don't help the other party in either situation. If you imagine yourself, or maybe you've been in this situation where you are on a date and someone talks negatively about the past, all the things they hated about their past relationships or their past people that they dated, the thought that you'll have is, hey, I'm here right now. Like, I'm looking forward to getting to know you, and it seems like you're stuck in the past. I had a guest on recently. We talked about baggage, and she said, I don't even call it baggage. I call it a stench. And you don't want to have that stench on you during your job interview, just like you would during a date. Instead of someone saying all these negative things, what they don't like about relationships, what doesn't work out, what was annoying about their exes, again, instead of that, imagine sitting there and the person across from you says, I've had some great relationships and I've learned from everyone. And I'll tell you what I'm most excited about is to be here with you right now. And then they tell you why. Because of our shared love of volleyball and our shared interest of deep dish pizza, which brings us here together. But more than anything, I've learned a little bit about your values and how ours align. And I really look forward to more conversations and more fun nights like we're having together. That's a positive experience. That's someone who appreciates you and is focused on getting to know you and helping you to get to know them. So the show isn't about dating. And every once in a while, I do like to draw these parallels, but I hope this helps click for some of you. It helps turn that light bulb on and you can see how shifting your focus, even if it's hard, even if you have to forget about a bad workplace you were at, which there are many of, take the positive, even if it's just a little bit, and bring that into your conversation. Even the smallest things that you appreciated or learned from your last role, bring that positivity into your conversation and combine that with your perspective of the future you can have together and the great things that will happen through your collaboration. That's what companies are looking for, someone who can bring that outcome and someone who has a vision of how the future together is brighter because of what you can do to help. That's the best place you can be. And instead of having that stench, having that positive attitude and positive outlook, that's what gets people excited, and that's what gets people interested in the future together. Thank you for listening to the Job Interview Experience. I'll be back with more soon.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.